It's all connected.
You betcha, folks. It is all connected. And we're here to help you connect some of those things that aren't as easily noticeable as being connected. Super loud, huh? Sorry, Liz. All right, so welcome to the It's All Connected show with me, Grimnir, and the lovely Miss Circle from over there in Denmark.
And you could turn up the sound completely and then we'll do it in ASMR.
I'm not really good with... I tried doing that, you know.
Do a whole show and... Did you try ASMR?
I'm not very good at it. Anyway, welcome, folks. It is Monday, October 26, 2020, and we are live here on RealLibertyMedia.com, RLMRadio.xyz as well for all you audio. Well, it's an audio-only show, so anyway. So welcome to all the folks here in the chat that are tuned in, all the folks out there that are not in the chat that are tuned in, and howdy to all the voices I see here in the chat. Rob Works, Cowboy Tech, Vin E, the Mighty Moose Girl. I seen Kate Beetle, Chloe, Trust No One Anti. Who else is chatting it up in here? Flash!
The one and only Flash Somebody.
Flasher!
And, or as I called him, that fucker there.
Yeah, that bastard, that old bastard. And to anybody else that I didn't see chatting right in my immediate eyesight, howdy. Yeah, so anyway, today's show is called, Have You Found Your Tribe? Have ya?
Have ya? Well, did ya?
I rejected all
tribes.
Were you
even looking for them?
No, I'm not looking for them. I've kind of rejected all tribes and tribal type things. You know, I'm not really big on the whole ceremony type thing, and tribes like ceremony.
So you're like Lucky Luke then?
Who?
The Lone Cowboy, Lucky Luke.
I don't know who that is.
How can you not? Okay, you don't know Lucky Luke.
Lucky
the man,
Luke.
The cowboy that faster than his own shadow?
Yeah, I must have missed that, whatever it was.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I guess RLM is my tribe, if you want to put it that way. You know, the folks here, you know, I have my couple family members that are left still. Could they be tribe? I guess, but I don't really talk to them all that much, a couple times a year. You know, my brother and my sister. But I'd say that the RLM would be the closest I have to a tribe, the folks that are in here.
Why is it not a tribe?
Why is it not a tribe?
You said closest to. Why is it not a tribe?
I don't know. I guess they are.
is tribal like a negative word to you?
No. Tribal's fine. You know, if you need a group of people to hang out
no,
with.
See, I see what you're doing. No. Tribes are fine. I just don't need it. No, you know, it's nothing wrong with being an American. I'm just not one.
Right. Well, I don't consider myself American either.
No, I was being funny.
I mean, I was born here, so they slapped the sticker on me that says, you're an American, because that's the way they think, is that if you're born within a certain geographical area, then you're part of that group of people, whether you want to be or not. And they do it,
yeah.
You know, like first thing when you're born, so you don't really have a whole lot of
No, I need to clarify, Moose Girl. I didn't compare those two. It was the wording. There's nothing wrong with a tribe if you really need a group. So it was just that comparison to the wording. There's none other, you know, I don't see, you know, well, tribes can be nationalities and nations, I guess, but.
Sure. I mean, and you know, in many cases here in the U.S. anyway, where they put a tribe on a chunk of land and they say, okay, this is where the Cherokee tribe is, or whatever native people's tribe. They say, you know, your tribe goes here on this chunk of land, and you must stay there, because. Well, whatever. So, but
I think I'm, you know, I'm very tribal.
Okay.
I think tribe, you know, I recognize the need for a tribe and the comfort and also the anchoring into blood and you know, grounding that comes with being part of a tribe.
Yeah, see, but the thing is, generally, in person, people annoy me. So, so if I'm part of the tribe, I'll be the one that, you know, the guy that sits over in his tent smoking the peace pipe by himself. And if some, you know, occasionally a person comes by or something, as long as they keep it brief, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want, you know, I don't want to be at like the big gatherings, you know, whatever, the powwows or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, what would you call that? You know, like kind of like a.
Well, if you have rituals and you do certain dances and you all that, that would point towards a cult, wouldn't it?
Well, is a cult not a tribe?
Yeah, but tribes are not all cults, though, right?
No, I wasn't saying that.
But I would say, yeah, I would say cults are definitely tribes.
Yeah.
And it's probably that drive for a tribe that leads people into cults. I mean, part of it.
Yeah, well, and then you got, I mean, people also adopt, like, their locality as their tribe, you know. I'm a New Mexican, or I'm a Moriartian, whatever. I don't know how to say that. Moriartian.
But see, I personally have a tribal relationship with the people I live amongst.
Well, you have a family, and you like your family. I know they're always coming over to your house.
Yeah, but still, if I'm like in a foreign country and I hear somebody speaking Danish, I go over to them and I consider them part of my tribe.
Okay. So by language, communication.
Yeah, because we share, well, language is, I don't know, maybe I have a more romantic relationship with my language than you do. Because language is the voice of my mother. That's the how we conveyed our stories to each other through thousands of years.
Yeah, and your language, however, which is Danish, right?
Yeah, I take pride in my language.
Okay.
I think we have a
horrible
it is to listen to.
But Danish is very limited. It's, you know, pretty much to your country, to the country you live in.
Not just pretty much. It is.
Yeah.
I think there are like 10 Brazilians who also speak Danish or something.
But English,
kind of like Danish immigrants. Yeah.
English, I mean, it's spoken everywhere. Obviously, you speak it.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So I think there's, you know, a little less tribal type thing with English, because it's spoken in so many places.
Yeah, I would say so.
Whereas, like, if I only spoke Danish, which probably some of the people in your country do, the country you live in, not your country, unless you've become queen. Are you queen of Denmark yet?
Yeah, I won it in a card game with the queen last week.
Cool.
She's trying to not, you know, she's trying to hide it, but I'm like pushing, you know, you got to go public, lady.
Yeah. So, I can understand that. I mean, just like, you know, the various Native American, I hate calling them that, but that's what they're generally known as, the indigenous tribes of the of that live here in the North American area. What their languages don't really leave the reservation.
No.
And
And it's funny because even though we are a small country, Grimnir, if I go like 3 hours in one direction, like west, right?
right.
I'll end up somewhere where I really won't understand what they're saying. If I drive like 3 hours, I'd be over in Jutland where their dialects are like weird, dude.
But do you speak German fluently?
No. I speak German hesitantly and is why would I say stumbling?
Because they're your nearest neighbor, right?
Those in Swedes, right? I live in the east, so Sweden is right here.
Okay.
And if those who live in Jutland, they are connected to Germany, so Germany is way closer to them, so they speak this weird dialect, man.
All right, now Jutland is that a country?
That's the main part of Denmark.
Okay,
Denmark
so
has like one main part that's stuck to Germany all the way up north. And then it's got like, I don't know, a lot of islands, right? Where the second, you know, the biggest of the islands, if you don't count Greenland, and we never do, the biggest island, which is Sealand, is where I live. Because that would, you know, Greenland isn't an island, right?
yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't
Greenland, it's the
think.
biggest island on Earth. Well,
Oh, well, there
they
you
say
go.
that, but I consider Australia an island, so
Oh, you're a rebel when it comes to geography, eh?
they call themselves a continent, but you know, it's just a big island.
Yeah, how come then if Greenland isn't? Because it's just a colony of Denmark, then it. We could make it a continent if we
Well,
want to,
it
but
is, but they're sovereign, right? I mean,
they're a colony, but they're a voluntary colony, right?
yeah,
They can leave
but
if they want
they
to.
still claim their own sovereignty as a nation, right?
Oh yeah, they do.
And the Greenlandians would be a tribe.
Well, they have their own parliament, like we have regional parliaments, right? But then they are also, you know, within the Danish parliament, they have 2 seats.
Okay.
And the Faroe Islands, which is another, you know, sovereign state or nation that is part of the Kingdom of Denmark, so another colony, also has 2 seats in the Danish parliament.
Okay. So, but you
But
have your
still,
tribe. You have found your tribe.
I was born into a tribe, right? Which
Yeah.
gives me one sense of belonging. But I've also figured out that throughout my life, I create my own tribe, though, a tribe within the tribe.
And is a sense of belonging an important factor in your life? Do you want to
Yeah.
belong to a group?
No, I want to be connected to something that's older and bigger than me. That it's not so much belonging to a group.
Okay. So it's a heritage type thing.
Yeah, and it's a cultural thing, and yeah.
Okay.
I don't know, it's a
Yeah.
very emotional thing, isn't it?
I don't know how emotional it is. I mean, for me, I don't, you know, I don't really feel the need or desire to be connected to older ways, older types of thinking that a group imposes upon you. You know, like for example, I was baptized as a Catholic before I had any say about it, right? So, I mean, so should I be part of the Catholic tribe just because it was imposed upon me and think in the ways that they do that you have to go through all these various what would you call them? Rituals, I guess, that the Catholics do, which I never did. You know, I never did that. You know, that communion crap or any of the other things that Catholics do. And I don't know
because you see, well, that's the whole thing, though, right? You're describing it a lot as a tribe is something that you have to fit into.
Well, isn't it?
Well, not to me. To me, a tribe is something that has my back. That accepts, you know, that I'm part of. That accepts me for who I am. That has my back.
And okay, so so you're part of the tribe of Danes, right?
Yeah.
Do they have your back? Does Denmark have your back?
I don't know, but I've never stood anywhere where I needed help and I didn't get it.
Okay.
I've never been around other Danes in some sort of distress and people didn't help me.
Okay, and have you been standing around somewhere in distress often?
No, I don't stand around in distress often.
Okay.
I try not to.
Just wondering.
Yeah. But, you know, I don't, there is no rich, you know, I don't do anything. You know, I have to do something to be part of a society, right? Because that's a group, that's a club you have to buy your membership into, like a religious tribe, right?
Okay, do you enjoy having those things that you have to do in order to be a member of that society?
See, I was thinking about that earlier when I was doing the dishes, though. What of all the taxes I'm paying would I still pay if it was all volunteer, right?
Right.
And I was thinking, would I pay taxes if it was all volunteer? And I definitely would. I would probably even pay most of the same taxes I'm paying today.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
There are some of them where I would go, like the Queen's Military, wouldn't pay so much for that. Kind of, redirect those money into your people's army or something, right? But more or less, yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would still help pay for collectively paid health care for once.
All right. Well, then, are you okay with that being forced upon others that don't want it?
No. That's why I said the whole question. No. I don't like force. But if all of this was voluntary, will you help pay for this? Will you help pay for that? Would you help pay for this and that? There are most of the stuff that I help pay for by force today, I would still help pay for voluntarily.
Okay.
So my problem really isn't the idea. No, as Rob says, my problem isn't crowdfunded programs or the fact that we as a tribe, because that you know, we have a big welfare state in Denmark.
Yeah.
So apparently for our tribe, it's very important to take care of each other, right?
Yeah, no, and I get that totally, in that situation. But I would think it would be better, that those kind of things would be better, if they were handled by private industry rather than via a government organization. Because, well, it's been my experience to see that whenever there's a government involvement, it's screwed up. You get bad quality, you get way overpriced, you get all kinds of bad things coming.
I see the complete opposite, because I was alive in Denmark. You know, it was through my lifetime. It started in my late teens that they started privatizing everything in my country, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Up until like my late teens, everything was public in Denmark. We had one TV station until 99.
Okay, and you had one TV station because the
There were
government
no
said
commercial
so?
TV or radio. Everything was pretty much, what do you say, publicly owned, publicly ran.
Government owned, you mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I watched that whole thing and how we privatized everything. And all I can say is that what I saw with the privatization is that they undercut each other to get the deal, which meant that they were promising way more than they could deliver just to get the deal. And it just completely hollowed out everything. Whereas the stuff that remained public, they started, getting really focused on quality instead of on price.
Okay, but they had to compete with each other to get some kind of a deal because of government regulation, right?
They compete here. Right now, they compete when it comes to home care for elderly people and sick and disabled, right? You have a completely free market, which means that as a citizen, you get to choose if you want to use a private company or if you want to use a public company.
Right, but
You
then
have the freedom to choose, and the state pays, right?
then those companies that provide this private healthcare or whatever, they are under decided by the government who's going to be allowed to provide that service, correct?
They have public biddings for it, right? They have to. That's both EU law and Danish law that if a public institution or the state wants a service to be provided, they have to make it into an open bidding market. And
Why
actually,
can't
we have to make it a EU kind of a bidding. So British companies will, they are per law allowed to take part of the bidding on Danish public services.
Right. See that comes back to all the regulation involved. If that regulation was gone and anybody could go out and start up whatever this service was, without bidding and just do it. Just say I'm going to start a business.
Everybody can. No, everybody
No,
can.
but you
Here
said that.
in my little town, everybody can make a home care service,
Okay.
and they can go up to the city and they can say, we want to put our services in. And the city would say, I have a fixed price. And if you can have
Right.
anybody that will take you,
See,
then that's
but
it.
you still have to go up to the city and say, I want to do this, rather than just saying, I'm going to do this and do it. You
No,
still
you
have.
can do that too, but
Oh.
then the city won't pay it. Then you do that for people who will pay for their own services.
Right. So what? I think there's some confusion amongst between me and you, amongst the way this is. You say, okay, because the city won't pay it. Well, what are they? What are they? Why would they? If I just
Okay.
wanted to.
Okay, if you're disabled or you are ill or you are old and you need help and you can't like clean your own house no more, right?
Right.
That's a service provided to you by the state then. The
Yes.
Danish state will say, okay, you can't clean your own house. Everybody needs their house cleaned once every 2 weeks. You can't do your own groceries. So we now give you like 3 hours of home care that comes into your home and we pay for it. And
Okay.
those 3 hours, you can choose if you want to get a private company to come and do it or you want the public people that are, hired by the city. Beyond that, a lot of people will hire, one or two extra hours of help paid for by their own money.
Okay. All right,
I know, we came far away from the topic.
Yes,
Sorry
we
about
did. Yes,
that.
we did. All right, let's look at the
Yeah.
next thing that we have in line here. Are you creating your own tribe? I think we have pretty much already answered that.
Yeah.
That, you know,
You
for
definitely did, though, didn't you, Grimnir?
well, I didn't mean to.
By accident.
I mean, like I said, if RLM would be considered a tribe, the people that hang out here as a normal, regular basis, if they're a tribe, yeah, I guess that's creating my own tribe. Although I didn't really create it, I just said, I got this thing, anybody wants to be a part, you know, or anybody wants to jump in and talk or whatever, or do a show, that you're all welcome. So I guess that creates a tribe at that point, but I know it wasn't something I meant to do.
It just happened.
It did. Yeah. Oh man.
Just one little comment to trust. It doesn't matter if you have the ability to pay or not. You will still get it paid from the state no matter how much money you have.
Okay.
So it's not just for poor people. It's for everybody. Everybody who has a disability or you can't do anything, regardless of how much money they have, they're going to get their services. That's part of being a citizen in Denmark. Just one little thing.
And how would one go about becoming a citizen of Denmark?
Well, you just bend over and spread your legs. All
right.
And then you let the queen fuck you.
Oh, joy. Okay.
Okay. So, can you live a life riding solo, Grimnir?
I say yes. For the most part, yes. You can, because, I mean, that's pretty much what I do. I live alone, have very little interaction with the outside world. Of course, riding solo, it depends on how far you take that, because, I mean, I need to be able to go to a store and buy stuff. So, I mean, at that point, I have to depend upon the fact that this store is there, it's open and operating, and they have the stuff that I want. So
let's say somebody said, okay, G-Man, here's an island, right?
Okay.
Far away from everything. There's a little beach. You got wood and all that fun stuff you need, right? And building materials and all that. Every month, we'll dump you a crate of something.
Well, that I don't want people dumping me a crate of stuff.
Well, let's just say because otherwise you would have to trade.
Yeah, I'm okay with trade.
Yeah, well, would you be fine there all by yourself on your island?
Oh, as long as I had internet.
I gotta have my porn, man. I gotta have my porn.
Damn right.
Yeah.
I do enjoy my creature comforts, you know, a house, electricity, water flowing through the pipes and things like that. So those are services that are provided at a cost by various other people. So, like I said, it depends on how far you want to take being solo. I guess I could move up to a mountain somewhere and build a cabin and live off the land that way. But that's, I'm lazy. So well,
you could just, then you could just come down from your mountain every 10 year and shake your head and go, are we still doing this shit? Go back up again, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah. I mean, if you came down once every 10, just think, 10 years ago, crap was bad, but it's worse now. And if you go back 10 years before that, it was like, oh, this is kind of okay, but it's still pretty messed up. So coming down every 10 years is not going to encourage you to rejoin, at least in the world that I see going on out there.
I couldn't live life riding solo, man. I need other people. I love other people.
I know.
I even love the people I don't even like.
Yeah, well, see, I love those people, too, that I don't like. And there's a lot more that I don't like than I do like. That's all right.
I haven't met a person that I couldn't find something interesting to entertain me for like at least 15 minutes.
Okay.
I'll tell you, some people, you know, after 15 minutes, then, you know, that's it.
It's time to go somewhere else.
So yeah.
15 minutes might be an overdose with some, and 15 minutes might not be enough with others, you know. I mean, you know, like here in this RLM chat area, there's people in there that I would, you know, pretty much totally disagree with 90% at least of what they have to say or the way they act. But, you know, that other 10% is still there, so we can get along with that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Was it Andy Warhol who said 99% of everything is shit?
It sounds like an Andy Warholism.
I don't find that though.
He was an interesting character, but
yeah,
you know, he was in that tribe that he was in, which was, you know, that artist tribe, which was kind of messed up.
Yeah, I had that perspective at some point, though. Like, that everything was just shit, and you had to go through it to find that 1% that was the diamond, right? But yeah. I kind of changed perspective on that.
Okay. And now you think what?
Now I think it's just a matter of, you know, finding something to appreciate about everything.
Okay.
And that basically there are so many things and so much in life to be grateful for that when I start, you know, being grateful, I start seeing all the wonderful things that are. And then 99% of everything isn't shit no more.
Okay. Well, good. No,
I'm very
good.
Grateful.
Yeah, no, that's good, and you can appreciate things that you didn't before, and that works well.
How can I stand on a beautiful beach by a beautiful fjord with no mountains? I know you people see those Norwegian fjords, and it's nothing like that in Denmark. There's nothing high. We don't have any mountains here, right? But you just stand there and you look at that and you see swans and ducks and little boats and everything. And I just don't see the 99% that is shit.
Okay.
I just see the glorious splendor that is this world, right?
Right. Well, you know, I don't know the context of what Warhol was talking about when he made the statement. He may have been talking
about... Yeah, he was probably talking about human-made shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that, I mean, I think we could be solo and not all of us, obviously. There's probably a small group of people that can live basically the life of a hermit. And I am one of them.
Yeah, I would say it makes you a minority.
It does. It does. Most people, you know, which, you know, you look at this, all this lockdown crap and people being not allowed to do their activities in the public like they used to do. You know, like most, you know, she loves her music festivals, and they all got shut down because of what? Because of the ignorant idiots in the government and the people that accept it in the public that, oh, the government said this, so this must be the truth, so we'll have to stay locked down and not have any fun activity, pretty much. And if you look at the various things they've put a halt to, it's anything that people enjoy.
And so, music is so darn healing and healthy for people, man.
Right, right, absolutely.
How they made that part of some illness is just beyond me.
Well, I said, it's pretty much everything that if you enjoy doing it, they have cut that off. And the stuff that you don't enjoy, you can continue doing. So.
Well, I guess, as you'd say, the only way to get over that, right, is to start writing solo and become your own one-man band.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, oh. You know, yeah.
I don't know. I could see Moose go one-man band and, you know, have, you know, harmonica and a drum on her bag and guitar and a flute and a big drum for her foot and some change for the other foot.
Don't forget the banjo. You can't forget the banjo.
The Minnesota Miracle, the one man band, bluegrass.
One Moose band. Right.
The One Moose bluegrass band.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It'd be
I don't
tough.
Know. That's that leads. Oh, you don't?
No, she's in Wisconsin. She was born in.
Minnesota. I am so sorry, Moose. I am so sorry.
She was born in Minnesota and lived there growing up. But
okay.
She's a.
I'll excuse myself with I don't really know the difference between the two.
Okay. Well, they're both up there in a really cold area.
That's what I know.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, they're both up there in the really really cold areas.
Yes.
Anyway.
So that leads us to: are we then stronger together, Grimnir, or is that just cake?
Well, I would explain. What do you mean? Is that merely cake?
Well, is it just one of those lies we tell each other and we tell ourselves? You know, stronger together, divided we are weak. And is it just cake? Another goddamn lie that isn't really true, and fact of the matter is you're a way stronger than I am because you're your own one-man band, right?
Yeah. And I think that also is situational. It depends on you know what it is that you're trying to do, because if you need to accomplish some tasks, then that requires, you know, help from other people, then you're stronger together. But individually, you could be stronger as one if those other folks that are trying to help are really just getting in the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of this is situational. A lot of these topics that we have here for us today, you know, like I said, as far as writing solo. Sure, as long as there's stuff outside, if I need it, that I can wander into their territory and get, you know, through trade. So, and it works the same as, are we stronger together? Well, in some situations, I just have to say it's not. You can't say about everything that. Yes, we're stronger together. But sometimes it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's built on dependency, right?
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
I'm definitely more dependent than you are. Wouldn't you say?
Well, yeah, on certain things, yeah. I mean, you're dependent on your family and Flash, and you have your job, so you need that. So I
you know, once in a while I require somebody to just listen to silly rants.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I go nuts. True.
All right.
It's true.
Oh boy.
Do you talk to yourself?
All
if
the time.
I may ask.
All the time.
All the time.
Oh yeah.
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 You talk to the cats out by the trash bin.
No.
They hello, cats.
No, well, okay, occasionally. If I look out in the yard and there's a cat out there, which they're, it's not every day, but sometimes they hang out in the yard. I don't know why, but cats like my yard. It's kind of like a
And
what?
they like you.
Like a well, no,
Just like everybody else, they like you, and you don't understand why.
well,
I didn't mean to make a tribe. I didn't mean for cats to come visit. You're just darn likable, Grimnir.
But yeah, I'll talk to the cat if it's out there in the yard. Just, like it was a person. I don't make little, whatever cat noises that people I see make to their cats or dogs. I just talk to them like a regular person.
I do make the cat sounds too.
See, I knew you would because you're a girl.
It's a sexist thing and not a racial thing, huh?
Well, it's women's minds work differently than men's minds, and generally speaking, not absolutely, but yeah.
I don't know, maybe divided we are stronger.
And again, like I said, at times, if there's people sometimes get in the way, and they think they're helping, and they're hindering. So, and sometimes people really want to help, and you say the best way you can help is go get me some coffee.
I'm good at that. I'm good at the whole don't let me get near anything, but I'll make you lunch.
Yeah, see, now that's helped. That's helpful. That's stronger together apart.
Exactly. When people work, I'm usually the one doing, baking something or cooking something for them. See, thank you for this. I made you bacon.
Yeah, see, now you'd be like the perfect helper. So in the situation where more people are a hindrance and they but you want to think teamwork, blah blah blah, then yeah, that there it's cake. It's the fake cake. The cake is a lie.
The cake is a lie.
The cake is a lie.
It usually is, man. Unless you bake it yourself, it's usually a lie.
But if you remember, and I don't know if you actually ever played the game Portal, but
No.
if you did, at the end, at the end of the credits and the song and all that, the cake is actually there.
Oh.
Yeah.
So the lie is a lie.
Well, it's difficult to get to the cake because the AI there was not going to give you the cake, but you've
Oh.
battled your way through all of her puzzles and mazes and found your way down into the deep, darkest point of the basement there, and there was the cake.
So if you're a persistent fucker,
Well,
the cake is not a lie.
because the AI was telling you, yeah, at the end, you go through this thing here, and there will be cake. But if you just went through it as she told you, then you would be burned up in a big old fire. Which, so in her way of saying yes, there will be cake, she just didn't say that cake was going to be for you. So it's a deception more than a lie.
Well, then it's maybe good to put in, then it wasn't completely nutty to put it together with that whole stronger together thing.
No, it was good. It was
I
good.
know one, it depends on what the whole purpose, as you say, right? If it is to build, but I would say if it is to learn stuff too, we're stronger together.
Right.
I mean, the idea that we can learn off somebody else's experiences,
Sure.
that's not cake. Well, maybe it is, because it's difficult. Now you complicated cake.
Sorry.
Okay. That's what you get by talking to a database developer. They complicate even cake.
Well, you know, and again, that comes back to how is that going to be filed?
Yeah.
Because I mean, that cake can be connected to several different other tables. And categorized in different ways, but you need to
you need to break it down and, you know,
right,
intuitively put it into different tables, separate them.
Yeah, and make sure, you know, you got your cross indexes set up right, your external keys.
Yeah, I'm still gonna go with that cake that you bake yourself. Taste a lot better than the cake you get.
Well, everything, I think, well, depending on who you are and how good you are at it, everything you make yourself tastes better. And is better, generally speaking. Because you know what ingredients are going in, and you know, the cleanliness, and you know, all kinds of various things, and it's fresh. And Yeah,
and I would say the same about knowledge and learning, though.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, the stuff that, you know, when you read a book and you understand the book, that's one, you know, one thing. But when you go apply what you just learned from that book and you start applying it in the world you live in, that's when it becomes really fun, though.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, I'm looking at this next topic here, and I don't know the answer. I'm going to say no, but. Anyway, the question is...
We could just have this whole topic without actually saying the question, Grimnir.
Okay. So the question is...
Leave people in the dark.
The question is community something communists invented? And yes. And I would say there was community before there was communists. And as a lot of these groups of people do, they co-opted... the word community and made communists out of it. And again, I think I've explained this before, not here on this show, obviously, but on, you know, other previous shows, that communism in and of itself is not a terrible thing. But communism, when forced upon you, is a terrible thing. But then again, so is democracy. When forced upon you, a terrible thing, because I'd want no part of their voting type thing that they have in a quote unquote democracy, but they say, oh, you live in a democracy, and so if 50% plus one of whoever is deciding the vote, which is obviously not even close to 50% of the actual people, but 50% plus one of those people that are allowed to and decide to vote, say, this is the way it should be, and then we will force whatever they decide upon you. So, you know, people that...
I think, as you say, if you took away all the force part, right?
Right.
And you were in, you know, in a volunteer kind of world, right?
Yeah, I mean, you remember,
I would probably be very happy in a small communist community.
Or just a commune. They just call them communes, I think.
Well, the whole idea is why it would be communist is because nobody would own the production means, right?
Right.
That's what the whole communist thing basically is about, right?
Right. And if the actual community... owns that means of production rather than individuals, that's fine. But in most communist countries, the state owns the means of production. And
yes, but way before all that communist things, right? And that takes us to the sixth part, which is what's the difference between cooperations and corporations, right? And I would say that Cause, and I now I'm going to talk about Denmark again. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine.
But Denmark had an economy for almost 250 years that was basically built on cooperations,
Okay.
which wasn't communist.
Right.
It wasn't so that, nobody owned the production means. What it meant was that back then in Denmark, you had the nobility and the nobles that owned a lot of the land. They owned the bigger castles and they owned all the fields. And they also owned all the horses and the carriages. And they started building mills and they owned the mills. And the non-nobles, the regular folks, they had teeny tiny pieces of land. Where they would work on the nobles' big fields, and then they would have their own little piece of land. And since all the mills was owned by the noble people, they had to pay, which is essentially a tax, right? They had to pay to use the mill. So they worked almost for free on the nobles' farms, because that was the price for using the mill. So what they did was they said, okay, enough of that. We're gonna, save up, and then 10 of us little farmers, we're gonna build our own mill.
Okay.
So then I don't have to work for you for free. Now I have my own mill. And it's not like, nobody owned or the community or the state owned the mill. No, the farmers that went together and built it owned the mill. And they could use it freely, right?
Okay, that's great.
So that was one, and what happened, then they thought, okay, well, we can do that with dairies too. We do that with everything. So they started doing that in the cities and just building up these cooperations. So they figured out, okay, why don't we do a grocery store where we sell all this stuff that isn't owned by anybody, that isn't there to generate profit? And that's how our supermarkets were for our stores and everything was like that for almost 200 years, though, right?
Yeah.
Everything was cooperated like that, or a lot of things was.
Okay,
And then
well.
you would see the nobles, they would start losing everything because they didn't have their free
Labor.
labor.
Yeah. Well, here in where I live, there's our electric company. They call it a co-op, which means that everybody that purchases electricity or uses their service has a slice of the company. Not that you ever actually get anything from it, but they'll send you a statement periodically saying, this is how much you earned by being part of this co-op, because it's still done through a financial means. Not like you ever go down there and help run the electric plant. You're in a partial ownership of that by being a customer, and the longer that you're in it, the more it builds up for you, whatever. So if you ever decided to move or not no longer use their service, then you would get some kind of disbursement check at that point. But not until that point, which, I think it'd be nice if they send you one every year, but that's not how they work. At least not the one here. But yeah, it's considered the West Mountain. I forget what the name of it is. Some kind of electric co-op.
But does that make sense, right? Wouldn't that though be an awesome move or awesome movement to start restart again, right?
what's that?
To say, okay, I will no longer, because just like where you are, where I am, power and electricity are very centralized
Right.
and highly regulated.
Sure.
Almost, because the oh, it's a mess in Denmark, because 5, 6 years ago, they privatized most of the electric companies and the big electric company by selling half of it to Goldman Sachs, really. Just
Yeah.
like, what the fuck, people, right? But it would make sense to start building up cooperations and say, okay, we're gonna just invest and build our own power company.
Yeah.
Us that live here. And we're not gonna take you down, we're just not gonna use you no more. We're gonna build this.
Okay.
Yeah. That would be, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, it'd be good.
Bad way out of this mess.
And I think that would work great for a lot of the various industries that you have to deal with on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And if you got enough of those going where people were voluntarily joining and being part of these various cooperations, then, you know, what would you need government for?
Yeah. I used to volunteer. We had a organic, or actually biodynamic mainly, but organic, non-GMO, politically correct, didn't buy anything from Israel kind of food store in my old neighborhood. And when I was a lot younger, I used to be part of that so that I would pay a little into the store and I would do volunteer hours. And I would get to shop there at at prices that didn't generate profit for anybody, right?
Right.
So that I always knew that, because I put in a couple of hours there, I had really good, I was a vegan at that point, I would have really good organic, good conscience kind of vegan food to eat for cheap.
Good. No, that's good. That's a good thing.
I can totally see it. I can see that happening to big supermarkets, though.
Well, not about big ones, but the smaller ones, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the big ones are, you know, those, as you ask, what's the difference between cooperations and corporations is generally, and not always, but corporations have shareholders and they have that typical mindset where you continually need to expand and grow and gain your profits, and whatever that requires is not really good for people.
But see, there's a business idea for you, right? You make a website where you put people into groups that all have one common desire to buy something. And you bulk up and you go directly to the manufacturer and you buy it at a bulk price, right?
Yeah.
That would kind of take out a lot of Amazons and all those big companies and corporations that are making tons of money on trading because they really just, you know, make it a hassle.
Yeah, I have no problem with corporations making a ton of money.
No, I'd just be funnier if nobody were making all that money, though.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I've
well,
you know,
you could build a system like that, Grimnir, couldn't you?
If I wanted to. Yeah. All right, we're out of time.
Yeah.
Oh man. All right.
I don't know if we covered the whole tribe thing.
I don't either, but yeah. Mm. I think we covered enough to.
We can
discuss it again on another week.
Sure.
Sure.
Sure. Sure.
Why not? We could do.
It's either that or we read Joe Biden's political program from A to C.
Yeah, I'm gonna pass on that. of course, I, as far as I know, he hasn't released any political programs. You have to wait until I'm elected, then I'll give you my program.
No, I read it. I read it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I fucking read it, man.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, thanks everybody for tuning in. Now, on Tuesday, there's no more Flash on Tuesday. He's given up in a perfect world, realizing that it's never going to be one.
he spends it with me then.
So, anybody wants to fill in on Tuesdays, let me know if you don't have access already, and go ahead and do a show, or Wednesdays for that matter. Now, because there's nothing on Tuesday or Wednesday at this point in time. On Thursday, we have, Dropping Your Coil with, Larry, Rob, and Flash. And then on Friday is the Freakers Ball. And check the schedule on reallibertymedia.com, although I do need to update it. A couple updates I need to do, like removing In a Perfect World and the Power Hour off of there, because I don't know what Prince is planning on doing exactly yet for his Power Hour, because it's not going to be Power Hour anymore. Anyway, thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have yourselves a great day, good week. We love y'all.
Yeah.
We may not like y'all, but we love y'all.
Yeah, we do love you all.
Thanks for being part of the RLM tribe.
Weirdos.
That's why freaks and weirdos. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So just sing a little Radiohead there. You'll get it. I'm a creep. All right. I guess that's it. Anything else?
Nah, just love you people. Go
okay.
Be weird. Spread weirdness.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Peace.